Oh, that's right. Well, I have South Carolina Attorney General right here on the air. His mother, Roxanne, just a few minutes ago was, I'm going to say it, giving him hell here earlier. She's tough, and you gave it right back. How you doing today, Alan?
Well, first off, it is great to be here in Cleveland. It is great to be with you. And speaking of my mother, she is very good at knocking the chip off my shoulder, reminding me that I'm not the Attorney General to her. I'm just her son. So I probably need that more often, but she keeps me in check.
You know, one of the things you were talking about was this gift certificate you gave your mom. I think that is terrific to be able to have lunch. And I was thinking about several years ago when you were on my show, when you were running for Attorney General, how you were talking about scheduling was such a problem. And, of course, you've got young children and your wife and everything. How has it worked out being Attorney General for the state of South Carolina?
Well, I will tell you this. My daughter was born on the campaign in 2009, right before or 2010. She was growing up in the campaign. I had a son that was a year and a half, so they don't know any different. Daddy's always been doing this job for their memory. My wife has adapted as well as a working mother can adapt, but I have such a supportive and wonderful family, and she's allowing me to be here, support our delegation up here in Cleveland while she's at home with the kids and holding down the fort. So I'm very blessed to have such a wonderful wife in that regard.
You know, one of the things I wanted to ask you was about how do you feel about the choice of Donald Trump as the nominee for our party?
What I tell people first off, I'm very excited for Mr. Trump. I think that he has the opportunity to really change the trajectory of our country. When you consider the alternatives that are out there, I mean, we cannot afford another 4 years of a third term for Barack Obama. I talked to a lot of people who weren't excited about Mr. Trump. And
were you excited about him in the beginning?
Listen, I was supportive of all the candidates because I was doing forums around the state, and I could not pick a candidate because I was providing a forum for all of them. So I was rooting for the entire team and ready to jump on the bandwagon of the person who got the nomination. I'm a very big supporter of Mr. Trump. I think he's going to do a wonderful job as president. What I tell people is, if you weren't for him before this point, you need to be for him now, because when you look at the fact that Hillary Clinton, if she's elected president, will get to choose maybe two, possibly three Supreme Court justices, which will transform the court for a generation or longer. The federal courts are overrun with people who don't follow the rule of law. Judges are so important, and the president has such an important role in picking them. Mr. Trump has already put out a list of judicial candidates that he thinks are qualified, and I've read them, and it is a great list of qualified jurists. So I think that right there by itself is enough reason to get excited about Donald Trump, not to mention the many others.
Absolutely. Now, back here in South Carolina, as far as judges and this type of thing, and as Attorney General, there's been some ethics questions. What have you got to say about that?
In regards to what case?
Well, not really in any cases, but just in the overall ethics. Governor Haley was just talking about ethics reform and how she felt good about what got passed. Do you really think it goes far enough?
It's a step in the right direction. Every journey begins with a step, and I think it's a step or two. It is certainly not the end. I hope it's not the end. We haven't reached our destination on ethics reform in South Carolina. I mean, people want their government to be, predictable, accountable, responsible, profitable, and stable. And that's what we want in our government. And right now, we have a system of government that doesn't lend itself to those five core functions or five values. When you have a system that lends itself to entrenched incumbency and the establishment basically running the state. So I support a very transparent government, and that's what I want to see come out of further reforms in the future.
What about in the case where David Pascoe is going to remain as the special prosecutor?
You know, at this point, I've moved on from that case. We believe we were right. The court was wrong. They are wrong, but I respect the court's decision. I'm a big believer in the rule of law, even when I disagree with the people interpreting the law. Right now, my job is to represent the people of South Carolina, and I'm not going to dwell on the past. That case will take its course and go whatever direction it wants to. I'm going to move forward and do the things that I was elected to do by the people of South Carolina and try to represent my state the best way that I can. At the end of the day, I'm simply an employee of the people of South Carolina, and my job is to report to them. They're my boss, and that's what I'm going to continue to do for the next couple of years.
I could say that in a lot of cases, I think our House and Senate, they kind of forget that they work for the people sometimes, don't they?
That's the problem. There are a lot of wonderful people in government, but there are people in government, in all three branches of government, I might add, judiciary, the executive, and the legislative, who have forgotten who put them there, and they have forgotten that they do work for somebody. And I've said it since the day I first was on your show five and a half years ago, the day that I quit acting like that I don't work for you, is the day that I no longer deserve the job that you've currently got me in. You need to throw me out of my ear. And frankly, I feel the same way about all the other elected officials. But again, there are a lot of wonderful men and women that are serving, and they get tarnished unfairly, and it's not, you can't paint everyone with a broad stroke. But again, a lot of times it's not so much the people that are in our government, it's the system we've implemented. You can pour the best and most responsible people into our government, but if you have an irresponsible system that is not transparent, is not predictable, is not responsible, then it doesn't matter how good the person is, you pour them into a bad government system. It's like pouring new wine into old wineskin if you read the Bible. I mean, it doesn't lend itself to reform. And I'm a believer that we've not only got to have good people in government, we've got to have a good system in government.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I tell you what, you look at South Carolina, that's a microcosm. Now you take that and expand it all the way to Washington, D.C. There's a huge problem there in Washington.
Absolutely. I've said it a thousand times. You should have more interaction with your local elected official than you should have with your general assemblyman or your state senator or even your attorney general or governor. But you should have more interaction with your governor, your attorney general, and your general assemblyman than you do with your congressman or your U.S. senator or your president. Unfortunately, we have a president that wants to be more involved in the local lives of people in your local community than your council members are. I believe government that is closest to the people should have more of a role in governing their daily affairs because they're more close to the people, more close to the electorate. And you can punish your town councilman who doesn't do the right thing, than you can your president who doesn't do the right thing. So I just think that we should have local government have more control than distant government. But even local government should be restrained because the people should have control over that which governs them.
Well, I know that we're all going to be looking forward and watching the elections and see what happens. Thank you. It's so nice to sit down and talk to you. It's been a while.
It has been a while. Let's not make it so long next time.
Oh, sounds good, Alan. Thanks so much for being on today.
Yes, God bless you.
All right. Thank you very much. We've just been talking to Attorney General for the state of South Carolina right here on WCRS. Let's take a break, and we'll be back.